Oh boy, here we go again, another week.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Oh boy, here we go. It is Monday. I don't know if I'm going to do two shows this week. This one's going to be short. I'm fried. I had a great weekend, half of it. On Saturday, I went with my wife and my daughter to the San Diego Zoo, and I haven't been there. We've never been in my daughter's life, and I don't think I've been there since I was a little kid. So it was like, we're talking 40, 50 years since I've been to that zoo. So a very long time, and it was awesome. It was very, very awesome. Pro tip, if you are going, because so many people got caught. Right now, these stars of the show are the pandas. Everybody wants to go see the pandas before China takes them back. And what they are is you get there, they're in this little exhibit, and then when you first walk in, if you just walk up with your cell phone, there are these little just signs all over the place that have the little QR code. And you walk up with your phone and click, and you get a ticket for free. It doesn't cost anything. I mean, granted, you paid $75 to get in that damn zoo. But for free, you get a reservation to go technically not stand in line to see the pandas. And you're like, what do you mean stand in line? I'm not joking. It's about a four-hour line other than that. And the reservations fill up by about 10 a.m. So if you have to get there when the zoo opens at 9, you have to get there either before or right at 9 and get in. And the first thing you do is find that little kiosk with the QR code and get your tickets. And you can register for up to 6 people. And there were groups that got in front of us that had like 10 people, and they're like, yeah, sorry, only 6 of you are coming in. They're really tight on it because the pandas are insane. And to be honest with you, they're cool. They don't do anything. They sleep 16 hours a day, and they have the boy and the girl separated. The girl is, and they're very shy. Pandas are very quiet, shy. They don't like people. And they try to stay as far away from people as they can. Hence, the girl stays at the top of her exhibit, which is on the side of a hill. And she just sleeps up against the fence as far away from people as she can get. And all you see is grass with a little black and white bump up there where she just slept. She slept the entire time because we saw her twice during the day. Once when we walked by, because she's so high up, you could see her when you walk by the exhibit. And then we saw her when we were in there, and she hadn't moved, and it had been the entire day. The boy panda, they make it so he can't hide. The poor guy just lays there, and he had his little paw over his eyes. He was laying there sleeping with his paw over his eyes, just trying to block out the people. And it was, all in all, great, great trip. Beautiful zoo. That's just it is, I would say, 100 times better than the LA Zoo. And it also has 100 times less riffraff, whereas the LA Zoo's cheap, and a lot of people go there just looking for something to do in LA. I get it. But San Diego Zoo's not cheap, and I think it keeps the riffraff out, because it was, like, I saw no gangsters. I go to the LA Zoo, I see gangsters. It's like, dude, what the hell is this place? There wasn't one at the San Diego Zoo. None whatsoever. Just all families. And here's what's cool on the Fat to Fit or Else tip on that. So at our day at the zoo, we got there right, like we got there probably 10, 15 minutes before it opened. We'd already bought the tickets online, so everything was already on the phone. In that time that we were there for the full day, I did 15,000 steps, and it's hilly as hell. So you get a workout in like crazy. Walking around. It was also packed, one of their busiest weekends of the year, because that's how I roll. I like to be busy. I like to go when it's super crowded. And we went in, and, you know, we did everything we wanted to do. It was a great, great trip. and tons of pictures. We took tons of pictures of the animals with our phones. My daughter had a camera. She took pictures with her camera. But it was a great trip. So really, really liked it. But the amount of people there who were pushing strollers up and down those freaking hills, man, with two or three little kids, or the people without strollers to end up carrying kids, because kids can't walk that much hilly area all day. Like 15,000 steps is a lot. What is that? Almost 8 miles we walked in the day. It's a lot of walking, and people get tired. Also, I saw a lot of really fat people there, and I'm saying fat because I am fat, but way fatter than me, just sitting on benches, just, and it was perfect day. It was super cloudy. It never got over 60 degrees the entire time. It was perfect. I loved it. It was a great weather for me, but, you know, I couldn't imagine big people walking around that zoo in the heat. They would be having heart attacks and falling over dead. And speaking of heart attacks, let's just jump right into my next thing. I finally got my test result back, and it was bad news. I am basically, at this point, not joking, I'm a heart attack waiting to happen. It's not a matter of if I'll have a heart attack. It's a matter of when. I've got the really bad calcium buildup, and now we learned it's because I do have that protein that's really, really, really good at delivering cholesterol. So even though my cholesterol now is in the normal range, it's still high considering my body will over-deliver the cholesterol because I have that protein. It's a lipoprotein, and I have it. So fun times. That's elevated. And we'll see what happens. If I don't know what else medication they can do. I'm on a lot of cholesterol medicine right now. So not good news. And I just got that today. I finally got that. That doctor's appointment was over a week ago, and I just got the one of the 19th, as a matter of fact, and I got the results today. Normally, it's 24, 48 hours for everything, but this one came in late. I just got it and was not happy. Now, I told my wife about it, and of course, now I'm going to get hounded. Don't eat that. Don't eat that. Does that have cholesterol? You're not supposed to be eating beef. By the way, tonight I made beef ribs in the oven. I didn't put them on the barbecue or even in my smoker. Put them for 8 hours in my oven at 220. And they were delicious and awesome. In fact, I have a couple left for my lunch today. But I'm still on F it mode. And this is a real conversation to think about. When you get to the point of, all right, you're going to have a heart attack, basically. There's the 780 on my calcium, and now this positive for this protein is just, you're effed. You're effed. So do you spend your remaining days just enjoying your life and eating what you want and being happy? Or do you spend your remaining days eating like an effing squirrel and being miserable and nasty? Because I'm miserable and nasty when I'm eating crap I don't want to eat or not eating what I want to eat. And I get it. I don't need to gorge on junk, but I don't want to eat super healthy. To be honest with you, this is where I am right now. I'm just like, yeah. So anyway, a good news too. It could be a stroke and not a heart attack. So I've got all the risk factor. It's just effed. I am effed. Physically effed. So that's where I am. That was bad news to kind of ruin my weekend after having a great weekend. And then today, because I told you guys I worked on my deck last week, and then the dick dog screwed up a lot of the work I did, and I had to redo a lot of that, and I ordered more. I did, from when I got up, and I get up early, very early, about 7 o'clock I got up this morning, and I worked. As soon as I got up, I basically went outside and started working on the deck, and I finished at 6 p.m. So for 11 hours, I worked on my deck, and my back hurts so effing bad, and my hands hurt really bad because I told you guys I bought the Temu tiles, and because they're Temu and they were cheap, they look really good, but they were crap, and each piece has to be hand. I was cutting them before with a knife. Now I went to the hardware store and I bought a little file, which was much faster. In fact, I was able to get as much work done in one day as what I did in 2 days last weekend with the file. And I'd bought an electric engraver, and initially it worked, but then it was so small, it ended up taking more time. I could do it faster with the file by hand, so my hands hurt from the file smashing into my palm. It's like a bruise on my palm. I'm old and beat up. I'll be dead soon. Who cares? So that is where we are. Not a great way to end the year, but maybe it is. Maybe it's a wake-up call that I will then... Here's another thing you don't want to be. If it's inevitable that that's how you're going out, because that's true. There's people that are super healthy, super lean, super in shape, and they have heart attacks and die. In fact, my sister-in-law, not my wife's brother, but her dad, my wife's brother's wife, her father, was a heavyset guy ever since I knew him. And I've been around that family now for over 25 years. And when I first met him, great guy, heavyset guy. And then he got diabetes and then really applied himself and really, really got into shape. And then he had a heart attack and he died. Lean, exercising all the time, would ride his bike. He retired. Once he retired, he went crazy with the working out, looking good. Every time I saw him, I'd be like, wow, you look great. Had a heart attack. So do you want to be like, that's another thing. You can go through all of that and still have the heart attack, because if it's in your cards, it's in your cards. Granted, you can speed it up by eating like crap and doing stuff, but yeah, I am not happy today. Not a happy camper. Not a happy camper at all. Heading back to work today. We'll be off on Wednesday. It'd be nice to have a day off again this week. So we'll get to do that. I'm going to actually sleep because I got up really early to go to San Diego on Saturday. And then on Sunday, like I said, got up early and started working on the deck. I'm going to do nothing on New Year's Day but watch football, because I really haven't watched much football. But I don't know if you guys saw it. I did watch the end on Saturday night after we got home. The end of it was a bowl game, some unranked, schools, no college football playoff or anything. I think it was East Carolina versus North Carolina State, two very small schools, and they had a great game. And at the end, they got into a fight, and then the referee got hit in the face, and he was bleeding everywhere. A guy ran up behind another player and hit him in the back of the head, and then he flew forward, and his helmet busted the referee's face open. It was crazy. Crazy, crazy, but that was something to see. All right, let's get into some of my stories. I got some stories for you before I get on up out of here. This is, if you want to be healthy and you want to find out what your current fitness level is, you can go and, get ready to start the year. It's that time, New Year's resolutions. I'm going to get healthier. I'm going to do this. And they need to know what kind of shape they're in. And they say there is a non-invasive assessment that's been developed since 1986. People have been using this. And it's called your VO2 max. It's the maximum amount of oxygen the body can absorb and use during an intense workout. And if you would like to do it, you start walking, not running, not jogging, anything. You do 1 mile as fast as you can walking on a flat course. You record your time with a stopwatch, and then immediately upon completing the 1 mile, you note your heart rate by using a heart monitor on either your smartphone or on a smartwatch, or just old school, check your pulse for 15 seconds and multiply it by 4. And then you enter the results in a calculator along with your weight, age, and sex, and you will find out your VO2 max number. And then you can go, if you Google VO2 max chart, it'll show you how your number stacks up against other people in your age group. And then a higher number means you're more physically fit. And if you don't like your score, you can just keep pushing. And maybe that'd be a New Year's resolution for you to get it down, to improve that. You know, they say in a 2018 study of 5,100 men found that those in the top 5% of the VO2 max lived 5 years longer than those at the bottom of it. So that's a good one. You can do it. There's other ways to do it too. You can do it, they say, a 1.5 mile walk run test. You can do it. There's a bunch of different formulas, but that's one. And it's a good number. It's good to know. Like, I'm glad I know now I'm going to have a heart attack and croak, and that's what's going to do me in. I'm glad I'm aware of that. Ah, boy. Unless I get, like, shot at work or something, that'd be bad. Or ran over on the freeway or crushed. There's always that. You know, there's always the outlier that could get you before whatever your genetic code is doomed you to die from. All right. This is no shocker. Gen Z, the lazy bitch generation I complain about on the regular here, is the biggest, buyers of Ozempic. So you're like, all right, well, you know, well, who's not? I'm on Ozempic. Whoever's on Ozempic and Wegovy, here's the problem. They are now doing that and not working out anymore. And I tell you guys, you really need to be careful if you are on those semi-glutides. You really need to watch it because it burns a lot of muscle. And then eventually if you get off it because, let's say, your insurance changes or they won't pay for it anymore and you don't want to pay $2,000 a freaking week or whatever the hell it is. It's some ridiculous amount of money. Then you would get off of it and then you will gain all your weight back. But the problem is you'll gain it back really fast because you lose so much muscle if you don't take precaution of eating protein, maybe doing a little weight training, mixing all that in. The one thing I am really, speaking of weight training, I'm seriously contemplating trying to get back to weight training. I like weight training. I've enjoyed weight training my whole life, and I stopped. My shoulder hurts all the time, but I got to figure something out. And that's not going to help me cardiovascular-wise. It's just the way I like to work out, but it's fun for me, and I got to get back to it. Man, oh man. Because that's one thing I'll notice too. If I'm lifting weights on the regular basis, I almost always watch my diet. I really get on my diet, and then I know that the muscle helps burn the fat, and I start looking good very shortly. But I got to do something. I am in a funk right now. Gen Z are going out there. They say 37% of Gen Zers planning to give up the gym for the pharmacy to use the semi-glutides. It's just, that generation is something else. Women are a higher number of that 37%. They say they more so than men. And women also have higher weight loss targets. Women want to lose over 25 pounds, whereas guys just want to lose like 19 and under. But this generation is getting down with the Ozempic. And I like Ozempic. It started off as a diabetes medication, and it's really good for your A1C. That's why I'm still on it. Hasn't done jack shiznit for me in the weight loss front. Not at all. Nothing. It's done nothing for me there. But it works on my A1C. My A1C is good, but my diabetes is, knock on wood, in complete check right now. Ah, boy. And I don't know if you guys saw this. This was interesting. Jay-Z, you know, being sued along with P. Diddy by a person who claims when they were 13 years old at a year 2000 VMAs after party that they were raped by Jay-Z and Diddy at an after party that Diddy threw. Person suing, and typically a sexual assault person keeps their identity a secret. Well, Jay-Z's lawyers have gone to court and filed motion after motion after motion after motion to make this person known. Granted, they're not 13 now. They were 13 allegedly when it happened, but they're, you know, considerably. We're in 2024, so they're in their mid-30s now, and they're really pushing the judge to out this person, and the judge, like, smacked back and literally shredded them in a ruling late last week. And it's, you know, I like it. If this was truly a 13-year-old, that if this is true, they need to be protected. If they're wrong afterwards, you know, you'll deal with that. But if they're lying, but this judge, yeah, it was day after Christmas, they had a hearing, and the judge just ripped Jay-Z's lawyers. And here's another thing. When you're that aggressive and you are filing and a judge says no, then you file it again and the judge says no, and you keep pushing, trying to out the identity of a alleged sexual assault victim, especially a juvenile sexual assault victim, even though they're no juvenile now, I'm on their side. I'm on the assault victim's side until it's proven they weren't an assault victim. Then I think they should be outed at that point. Because if it's a money grab, that's disgusting. But this judge came down and said, court pleadings are no place for inflammatory language, and courts disfavor repeated filings and outright demands. They say it's like likely responding this way at the behest of his client, the Spyro is the lawyer. But that is why lawyers need to operate the way they are trained and with professionalism. So the basically judges coming out and saying it's hard to manage a celebrity client and their demands, but this is not the client's interest. It may do more harm than good. Judges bitch slapped you. Now the judge is mad at you. You don't want the judge mad at you when you're a lot of money's on the line. I don't know if he's looking at jail for this because there's no. It was so long ago, but he's going to be financially responsible if this is proven or if the jury buys it. And it's crazy. They're just trying to out this person, And I have a feeling the reason he wants to out this person is that people in the industry will know who it is, and then they will be able to say they're a groupie, they're this, they're that. Then they'll be able to really thrash them in the media. So crazy, though, to watch that. Just a sickening world. It is a sickening world. All right, I'm going to get out of here because I'm going to go have a heart attack in my sleep or something fun. I will talk to you guys again maybe on Friday. I may or may not do a bonus pod this week. I may enjoy a little time. I didn't take any off of Christmas, so maybe I will shut it down here for the new year and then come back the next week, guns a-blazing, and get back into have a heart attack shape. So I will talk to you guys maybe the end of the week. I don't know. I'm just in a funk. I'm in a funk. But I will talk to you soon. Peace out.